Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Pop a top again. I've just got time for one more round. Set them up, my friend. Then I'll be gone. Some other fool sit down. I'd like for you to listen to a joke I heard today from a woman who said she was through and calmly walked away. I tried to smile and did a while, but it fell so out of place. Did you ever hear of a clown with teardrops streaming down his face? Pop a top again.
Pop a top again, family. How's, well, yeah, I think it'll be all right.
Do you think?
Yeah, I think it'll be all right. Let's see. We got Dallas Cowboys and Green Bay this evening. What time is it?
I think it's an afternoon game.
Is it afternoon game?
I'm not mistaken.
That'll be a good game. Yeah. That'll be a good game. That'll be fun. I remember I watched back in the day, what Super Bowl would it have been with the, was it a Super Bowl or was it just a playoff, the Ice Bowl?
Ice Bowl was in 1967 to go to the very first Super Bowl.
Okay, I watched that game.
It was Cowboys
and Green Bay.
Green Bay.
And it was snow all over the place and ice.
And today, they would have canceled that game.
Oh, yeah, they would have.
They would have canceled that game. They would not have let them play. In fact, the referee, when he blew the whistle stuck to his lip and ripped part of his lip out.
Good God.
Yeah, that's how cold it was.
It was cold. I mean, I remember watching it. I was at grandparents' house, and then we were all there, and it was, we just up. Was it around Christmas?
Yeah, it was in December.
Yeah, because I remember we were there, and the only reason we would have been there would have been for Christmas or something, one of the holidays, and to be at our grandpa and grandma's house, and we were all up there watching the ball game, and I remember watching it, and I'm sitting there, wow, look at all the snow. I was more interested in the snow than the ball game. I wasn't probably 67, I was probably 10 or so.
It was on December 31st, 1967. That was the Ice Bowl.
Yep. Wow.
On Bowfield. So it was around Christmas. It was New Year's Eve.
Yeah. Yep. Well, I mean, we were there watching the game, and yeah. I mean, it was cold. That snow, it was just.
And by the way, that Packers Cowboys game is on at 3:25.
Okay.
On Sunday.
There you go.
Today.
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 And so y'all watch that, and we'll probably talk about it next week and go from there. And, wow. Hey, we do have a great show lined up for you here in just a little bit. We're going to visit with Chico. And then we'll talk with Shane Levy at Freer Deer Camp.
Making that sausage.
Yep. And then Don Gordon, find out what's happening on Lake Travis. Then we're going to have one that we haven't had on in a while, Ryan Hoover. With Handgun Hunters International. He used to be a gunsmith.
In Fredericksburg.
He's still in Fredericksburg. But he's, Ken, this Handgun Hunters International has gone so crazy. That's all I've got time to mess with.
Man.
So we'll have him on for a couple of segments. Then I want to talk with.
So he's using a handgun to shoot like
Go hunting. Yeah.
Wow. Wow. Okay.
Hunting hogs, pigs, exotics, whatever. He uses handguns.
I guess, would you use the same techniques that you would like a bow hunter, since you have to get so close?
Pretty much.
That's what I figured.
Yeah. Well, no, he's not. Well, he uses a six shooter, just a Ruger.
That's what I mean, you know.
Yeah, I use...
It's not like you can, you know, get 300, 400 yards with one of those, could you?
Not with one of those.
Not with the, I didn't think with a pistol, but with a rifle.
With a pistol that, like the TC that I shoot, I shoot 100, 200 yards with those, you know, but I'm shooting rifle rounds, like a 223. I have one at the 223. Okay. I've got another one at the SAMP 7 MM08. Then I have another barrel that is a 30-30, and at 7 MM08, I'm shooting 250 yards.
Not bad.
Now, he was talking about a competition he went to in Wyoming a couple of years ago, and they were shooting 1,200, 1,400 yards.
That's crazy.
And shooting pistols. But now they're not pistols. They're rifles that have a 14-inch barrel. They either bolt action or they break over, and they're shooting rifle rounds.
That's crazy.
But still, you're looking at a gun you hold in both hands. Now, you can put it on sticks or you can sandbag it, much like a rifle.
No, it didn't like Lee Van Cleef. Was it like Lee Van Cleef had in A Few Dollars More, where he had that pistol with the rifle butt? That put on, that he could put it up and shoot.
Yeah, you
like
can
a...
do that too. Yeah. Now the Thompson Centers that I have are interchangeable. You can take one barrel off, put it back on another stock or the pistol grips, and it's fun. I've always wanted to hunt with a bow. But I'm not the right size for that. And so I said, I'm just going to figure out something I can shoot, and it'll be rifles. Plus, I hate wounded animals.
Yeah.
And so I never hunted with a bow because there was a lot of animals wounded, a lot of animals lost. And so with a rifle or the pistol, you're shooting, you shoot them in the shoulder, you can shoot them in the neck, you can shoot them in the head. You know, they're that precise. Now, for a bow hunter, I will stand up for them too. Now you can shoot crossbows. A crossbow is much like you shoot a rifle, and even have a scope that you can shoot. And a crossbow is good for 50 yards, very accurate, and you can go up to 100 or even more than that.
Depends on your test line.
Well, it depends on the arch.
Oh.
You know, okay, I'm going to shoot that animal, and he's 120 yards, and are you aimed in? But you're even a bullet arches that go up and down. So that's how you adjust your level. And it's just... You know, it's bow hunters are, you know, my hat's off to you, bow hunters. When I was hunting a lot with muzzle loaders, I always thought a bow hunter shooting a muzzle loader would be very deadly because a bow hunter has to be very still. He has to be blended in with what he's, you know, a tree he's sitting in. And they get in within 17 steps of an animal, of a deer.
Dang.
They're sitting there watching their eyelashes, their eyes open
flutter.
And close, flutter.
Yeah. Ooh.
And, yeah.
That's close.
So I'm sitting there, wow. Now, I've been close to deer, but I've always hunted with rifles. Now, to me, that reaching out and shooting them at 600 to 800 yards is what I dearly love to do. I like to reach out and shoot them a long ways off. And so, I don't know. It's, you know, a bow hunter's going to say, oh, you cheat when you use a rifle. I'm going to look at a bow hunter and say, well, you know, there's lots of animals killed with a bow that you never get. You never get. Because people just shoot them. And they
don't find
them.
They don't find them.
Yep.
Varmint food.
Yep. That's what they are. Hey, fam, we've got a great show. We're going to talk Chico here in just a minute. Then Shane Levy of Freer Deer Camp. Then Don Gordon. See y'all on the other side. And then next hour, Ryan Kramer. Ryan Hoover.
Ryan Hoover.
And then we're going to talk to Jonathan Lusk with Deer Bird Dog. See y'all in a little bit.
It's too late now, and I know you'll never change. As she said, you're just a Coca-Cola cowboy. You got an Eastwood smile and Robert Redford hair. But you walked across my heart.
Welcome back to the Sunday Sportsman here on Sports Talk AM 1300 The Zone. Now back to the Bud Light Studios and your host, Ken Mylov.
Hey, man, what's going on? Hi, what's the good word there?
Hey, baby, que paso? Thought I was your only vato. Hey, baby, que paso? Please don't leave me this mofo. Come on, baby, turn around. Let me see your pretty blue eyes. Don't you know that I love you? Please don't leave me this anymore, though. Hey, baby, give my soul.
Hey, family, y'all know we got Chico. So,
hey, baby, ¿qué pasó?
Ain't that the truth? Well, I hear you're fixing to drive out and because you want to catch this north wind. No, you're going to Palestine. You ain't going south.
Oh, that's right. I'm getting north. Yeah, it's getting north.
You're going to drive into it and burn more fuel.
Yeah, I'm curious to see how that happens later tonight. Yeah. I think we're outdoors tonight, so there might be some changes. Who knows?
Yeah, bet y'all ain't outdoors. I will say
we'll be all right. Yeah, we always right. Come prepared. Yep. We are always prepared.
And then tonight on Sunday night, you can watch Dallas Cowboys and Green Bay, and that's tonight. And yes.
That's going to be a great game. It really is.
That will be a good game. Me and Eric was talking during break or during first segment, was always open, about when we were kids and we watched the Ice Bowl. And when was it? 1967.
67. You watched it. I wasn't even a thought yet. I wasn't born until 69.
I watched it.
See, Ken and I both remember it.
Yeah.
And actually back then, football in the winter was so much fun to watch.
Oh, yeah. And that was definitely winter.
Television was not nearly as advanced as it is, so it would look even worse.
Oh, yeah. And that was.
And they didn't have any protection. There was no heaters on the field back then. There was no way. It was ice.
They were sitting on ice. Their benches was ice. Everything was ice. And, I mean,
the whistle stuck to the referee's lip when he blew the play, start the play.
Oh, yeah. They used to have to keep them in their hands, keep them warm. You'd see them pulling whistles out of their pants.
But, you know, that's just, wow. That was cold. And I remember the game. It was, and the reason I remember it, 'cause I lived in Central Texas, we didn't have snow and ice like that. But.
Yeah. It was something to see. Now, we'd get it up in New Mexico.
Oh, yeah.
You didn't get it like they got it up north, but, you know, ours would come January and February. So yep. we would see that a month ahead of time.
Yep. Oh, it was that was a hell of a game. I mean, that was a And I'm thinking Green Bay won.
Well, speaking of, did you see Sierra Blanca's Ruidoso? They're getting snow up on the peaks.
Are they? I hadn't noticed
it
yet. Oh,
yeah. They've been baking snow in Taos Red River and in Ruidoso. I believe by now they have started making, but they've got snow up on the top of Sierra Blanca.
They should. See, it's cold enough for snow to fall. They're making snow, so they've got probably got Capitan. They'll have snow made there. And then Easy Street, they'll have snow there. And in the maybe lower the pipeline, they'll have that.
Well, all of the blue trails coming down, they're going to make sure they cover those really well.
Yeah.
Because it is, after all, a Texas mountain.
Oh, yeah, it is. And it's been a long time since I've been there skiing. My knees won't let me even get close to them anymore.
Yeah, you and I, we can both say goodbye to that. We can enjoy it watching it on TV.
Yep, that's the way I look at it. Or maybe we go up there and just sit in the bar and watch it.
I know I'm pretty good at that.
Yeah, that might work. We might pull that one off. But
we can pull that one off really well. In fact, we save up money for that one.
Oh, I'm going to have Jonathan Lusk on here in a little bit with Bird Dog. And I know they're wanting to talk to us. They want us to make Bird Dog go viral.
Yeah, that sounds great. In fact, I was on the phone with Bob just a little bit ago, and he's out traveling, pretty excited about everything. And there's a lot of things going on.
Oh, that's crazy.
Man, Bob is getting into a lot of neat stuff and just what he's doing. So this little side thing with Jonathan is going to be huge.
Yeah.
It's just what a great concept.
It
why
is.
Didn't we? Why didn't we think of that?
I don't know, because I was trying to figure out how to be a fishing guide and make a living for my family.
It's the truth. We were doing things,
and you were selling, and you was trying to make a living for your family.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. That's right. And I had somebody the other day going, "Well, how come when you got that chance to go do the road stuff and play music and do that, why didn't you go do it? You had all that." I said, because I was making more money than they were offering.
Yeah, that's
it. You know what? If you're making 50 or 60 a year, which wasn't not a lot back then, but it was pretty good.
Yeah.
And they're offering you 20 to 25. You don't have to be a genius to say, I don't think I can do that. I got a family.
That's it. You know, it just got to take care of the family. And that's what we did back then. Mm-hmm. Now, it's different now. You still take care of the family. Max, he's selling solar panels and doing quite well, by the way. He sold over $3 million this year so far. So,
I saw that he had won an award.
Oh, six awards.
Was a top guy in that. And, you know, and it's what a great topic, because maybe it is time people start looking at these things and moving to solar.
Yep.
We were recently, I made a note of that and said, you know, maybe we need to talk to Max about, you know, this south facing roof we got right here. Mm-hmm. It might be the thing to do. You know, anything to save a little bit of money.
That's it.
And I'm not going to be like Biden to say we can all make money doing it right now, but I think the wave is coming.
You know, wind and solar is everything's going to get expensive. I mean, you look at what diesel's going to wind up at. They don't know yet. They're saying maybe $6 a gallon.
GAF has just announced that they're going to make solar shingles in Georgetown.
Really?
Yep. They're manufacturing here.
Right. See, so the technology is getting better and better. Our storage has to work. You know, when I see solar panel tops of roofs of cars and F-250s made with solar material, then I'll be sold.
Yep.
Then we know it's working and you can drive down the road with it. But until then, yeah, you know, it's we're still kind of like in the development stage.
And that's exactly it's in the development stage. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I remember when they used to, we're going to have electric cars. We have figured out how to make brakes where they'll generate the electricity. You know, as you apply your brakes, it would generate electricity. But it never generated enough to move the car. You still had to have gasoline, but it would keep the batteries charged so you could drive. And I'm sitting there. Really?
Well, it would assist in charging, but see, that is the key. We've got to find a way that it stores up enough energy that we can use it in bursts and in distance.
Yep.
So time, distance, and in, you know, needed bursts of energy. That's what we can. That's what we got to do. And right now, batteries and the technology for that is the issue, and people don't realize what it takes to dig and get all that lithium. Two things: it's coming out of not the United States because we're so overregulated, and it's expensive to mine. So we're sending that money away to do that. So we're still dreaming a little bit.
Yeah, you know, it's you can only put 300 or so miles into a vehicle charging it.
If that.
And then, you know, the GM is coming up with an electric vehicle, electric truck pickup. A Ford's got a electric, going to come up with electric vehicle.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, we've had electric trains for centuries.
Oh, yeah. Well,
but it's still diesel electric. So it's the same thing that we've got going right now. We've got to use fossil fuels to generate enough power to run that electricity or to charge it.
Yep.
So we're still dependent on what we were before. What we've got to do is find that storage.
Yep. And, you know, the lithium batteries, that's why it's going to be. But then you have lithium batteries and they're not light. You're carrying a lot of them.
Well, I've got a feeling, I don't know, I'm not, you know, a savant on this or anything, but I think that the technology that we're looking for, we don't even know about yet.
No, I agree.
I think that we're making steps towards where we need to be, and perhaps lithium isn't the key. But, and, you know, that's what we've got to be careful. We put a lot of eggs in one basket, and then that's our investment, and which is the same place we are in fossil fuels. So we've got to be careful.
Well, what it amounts to is the right UFO hasn't crashed yet.
We haven't engineered their technology.
We haven't back engineered their technology yet.
Yeah.
Oh, Eric says we're out of time. Tell them how to find you, brother.
Well, friends, you can still find me on the original Keep Austin Fishing on Facebook and all of Ken Milam's pages, either on Facebook or YouTube, The Great Outdoors or Ken Milam. You can find me on pondboss.com, helping Bob with his stuff. Adams and Garcia on Facebook and the Bushmeat Food Bank on Facebook.
There you go. Appreciate it, brother.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Be good. Hey, we're going to talk Freer Deer Camp, Shane Levy next, so we'll see y'all in a little bit. Thank you, Callahans. Thank you, Chico. See you later, brother.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Welcome back to the Sunday Sportsman here on Sports Talk AM 1300, The Zone. Now back to the Bud Light Studios and your host, Ken Milam.
Hey, man, what's going on? Hi, what's the good word there?
It's a big job just getting by with 9 kids and a wife. But I've been working, man, dang near all my life, and I'll keep on working. Long as my two hands are fit to use. I've drank my beer in a tavern, sang a little bit of these working man blues.
Hey, family, we found Shane Levy. He says he's making sausage. He's up early this morning. Good morning.
I've already been in the smokehouse hanging sausage. Now we're actually packaging sausage, and it was a great opening weekend, and now it's ought to be a blast. We got in 3 deer this morning already, and this cold weather sure kicking it off. They've been doing some good. Really doing some good, even though it's green.
I know, so. Eric wants to know
time to make the sausage.
Yeah, time to make sausage. You're right. But he's wanting some dried sausage. One of these days, I'm going to have to circle down there. We got to get some dried sausage.
No, I just need to put you some. I need to put you some in the mail when I get caught up. That's the problem.
That
I never
work
get caught
too.
Up.
That will work.
I never get to make any extra.
That'll work. But, you know, it's now this front that blew in Friday. It's probably passed through y'all. Yeah, I'm sure it did.
Oh, yeah. It's already cooled off. So, it's probably in the 50s right now.
And then we got another one coming Monday, and they're saying the highs for up here now is going to be in the 50s, mid-50s to the low 50s. Lows are going to be in the 40s to 30s. So
it's going to get cold, and these deer are going to try already trying to rut right now, and it's probably going to start kicking off because there's so many does without fawns, and they're so healthy right now. There's no reason for them not to.
The rain that we had earlier put a lot of weeds and got the brush blooming or leafing out a little bit, so the does and everything had stuff to eat. They didn't have little ones pulling it off of them. So, yeah, it ought to be perfect, really.
Yeah. No, I've heard the Hill Country or in like Lexington, Giddings area, they're already rutting over there. And there's people talking about a doe, bucks trailing does here and there down here. And we've already had some monstrous deer come in. They got necks like they're full-blown rut.
Really?
Of course, they're not. They've just been whooping lots of trees and getting ready for it. So
yep. So it's that time of year, and it's just like you know, I stuck my head out. Damn, my neck's gone. It's swelling already.
Heck yeah. That cold weather does it to us all. We wake up good and spry. A little stiff, but still good and spry. I'm ready to roll when this cold weather blows in.
Knew so. this storm was going to come in pretty hard because my old knee was hurting. It was going to be a pretty good one. So, I can read the weather pretty easy with my knee.
Oh, yeah. I'd much rather clean deer in cold weather than when it's 90 degrees outside like this week. And, oh, my Lord, it's just not my favorite thing to do.
Well, it's just like hunting. I will not go to the pasture if I got sweat running down my back.
Oh, everybody that walks in, what have you seen, Shane? What have you seen? What's going on? I'm like, I hadn't even been out. It's too daggum hot to sit in a boat line.
No, when you sit in a pair of shorts
fight the gnats and the skeeters and stuff. And
yeah.
No, I'm not into it right now, but it's going to get kicked off, and everybody, there's lots of hunters moving around and down in the woods. And of course, guys can't afford to put out a whole lot of corn. So. Well, the price of freaking corn
has got crazy, but you know, I don't know how we're gonna pull this one off. I don't think I'm gonna be making a yellow brick road like we used to do when we was in South Texas.
No,
just pull the handle.
My corn supplier calls me. You need another truck, and I was like, opening weekend, I've only sold like 10 pallets of corn. And he goes, what's going on? I said, they're five bagging me to death. And the same guys used to buy half a pallet or a pallet.
Yep. Yep.
You know,
yep.
Five bags is $100 now. And shoot, you know, they're like, nope, I'm not buying a whole pallet this time.
So, nope. You know,
it is what it is.
It is what it is. And people, you know, the deer are going to have to, well, you ain't going to have quite as much corn to eat, but you better get here.
I blame the moonshiners.
The hoodie?
The moonshiners.
Okay.
No doubt.
Moonshiners.
Yeah, corn whiskey's gotten awful popular.
Well, yeah, but we're not in a recession.
No. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
And so, but yeah, it's kind of crazy. A price of protein, the price of corn, all your feed. It's going to make it where this spring ought to be thinking about some food plots and all that kind of stuff. And I know you're sitting there busy as fool right now. You're making sausage and are you making pan sausage or ring sausage? I already got the ring sausage
made.
Oh,
no, we've been making ring sausage, jalapeno cheese, and we made 600 pounds this week, and we made smoked sausage, jalapeno cheese smoked sausage, and summer sausage. I hadn't even got any in my dried smokehouse yet. I've been so busy making all that other stuff.
Wow.
But I got some orders I got to get done next week, but for dried sausage, or get it started, because it takes about 10 days to make it, so...
Are we gonna have any blue?
Jason McKillian.
Are we gonna have any? We gonna have
hello.
Any? Hello. Oh, we'll get you back here in just a second. Are we gonna have any quail this year?
You know, I don't think it's gonna be much of a quail season, because even we thought some birds would hatch some chicks out after these really late rains, but I haven't heard or seen any chicks. And the quail, we saw some coveys, a few coveys really early, and I don't know how they even came up, but then you'd pull up and you'd see a pair with one baby.
Yep.
I mean,
wow.
I had a pair at the house that they brought up 12 chicks and they only raised two.
Good so, gosh. Wow.
There's nowhere for them to hide. Nope. It's the same thing with the fawn crop.
Yep.
You know, there was no ground cover, no weeds.
Nope.
You know, and with the weeds comes the bugs, and that's what the baby quail need and the baby turkeys. And,
yeah, same
and
thing.
I saw three poult turkeys this spring, and that was it.
Wow.
It was pretty pitiful.
It's going to be tough out there then. And, you know, there'll be, you know, a lot of
we're
people.
We're turning around. At least we're already getting some wet cold fronts in.
Yep, we are.
And we're getting some late rains, and hopefully it follows through and we have some winter rains and keeps the weeds on the ground, you know, and green makes rain, you know, the wetter it is, the more chances you got of getting more, you know.
And so the weatherman saying El Nino is coming back next spring.
Dear God, I hope so.
That's what they're, well, we've been in this La Nina three seasons now. So we're going to, hopefully we'll get an El Nino well, there's going to be a lot of people. If we get it starts raining, there's going to be a lot of people stuck in South Texas, but oh well.
Well, if it starts raining and, you know, the prices, it's a blessing, because if the prices of feed stay as high as they are, which I think they're going to until the next harvest.
Yep.
The prices aren't going down till we harvest next summer.
Yep.
And, if we have a wet summer, that'll be a blessing, because people didn't feed this summer like they normally do.
No.
I know my feed business was literally probably almost cut in half compared to what it normally is in the summertime. And guys just told me it's not just the price of the feed, it was the price of the fuel to get here to put it out.
You've seen where
an extra $1,000 weekend that used to be a $500 weekend, they just can't cut it in their budgets.
See where diesel's going to get crazy? They're saying diesel prices are going to go way up.
Oh, and if that happens, we ain't seen nothing yet.
I know. That's exactly right.
I mean, I don't even want to begin to start talking politics, but if diesel hits $6-$7 a gallon in Texas, we ain't seen shit yet.
No, that's for sure. That's for sure.
I mean, it's going to go insane. It's going to go insane.
Yep.
And that's what's raising the cost of a lot of the feeds right now is already the freight.
Yep. Yep.
I mean, that's because I talked to my corn suppliers and stuff and said, look, grain's high, but it's not as high as it could be. It's the freight to get it there.
Getting it there.
When the freight truck's making more money delivering a load than I'm making selling it by the bag.
Wow.
Something's wrong.
Yep.
You know?
Yep.
And that's literally what's happening right now.
Tell them how to find you.
Look us up at freedeercamp.com or give us a call at 361-394-5586. We can help you with all your taxidermy and deer processing and outdoor supply needs. We look forward to seeing you.
Appreciate it, brother. We'll be hollering.
All right. Bye-bye.
Hey, family, we got to thank Callahan's General Store and you for tuning in. See y'all on the other side.
I've been drinking all day long, taking in the town. Enough to pay my rent, I ain't gonna worry though.
time for one more round and a six-pack to go.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Welcome back to the Sunday Sportsman here on Sports Talk AM 1300, The Zone. Now back to the Bud Light Studios and your host, Ken Mylum.
Hey, man, what's going on? Hi, what's the good word there? Louisiana,
down on the old... Good word is we found Don Gordon. We're going to visit with him, see what's going on there, and we'll go from there. See what's happening on Lake Travis besides going down and all that kind of stuff. Who knows? One thing I can say, if it goes down, let's just hope it happens like it did last time it went down. It grows up in trees and brush and makes the fishing wonderful. Good morning, brother. How are you? That's the only thing we can say good about LCRA. That's
exactly it, but it makes them fat and happy, and that makes me happy.
Yeah, ain't that the truth? Yeah, but... I'm ready.
We're seeing the results of the last time it was down. All the cover and the good fish that's been pulled out of Buchanan, Travis, it's showing.
I tell you what, Buchanan has become. Buchanan has always had a few crappie in it, but now Buchanan is a hell of a crappie lake. It's crazy.
You know, I was fishing a tournament last year, TTZ, and I caught two slab crappie.
Yep.
They were huge, but I caught it on a full-size Grundy Bass rattlesnake.
Good gosh.
I flipped back in there and caught another one. It was twins.
Oh, I tell you what, good crappie. The biggest I saw this spring... it was about an 18-incher. I mean, big crappie. Not you know, you'll get a lot of those 10, 12, 4 to 13-inch, 14-inch.
Right.
But then you see some 16, 17, and 18-inch crappie. Not a bunch of them, but big crappie. And we got a guide now that is a crappie guide on Buchanan, which we've never had before.
And that's all he does.
Yeah, that's all he does is guide crappie.
But, it's been going that way for a little while is why I was telling you that. I've noticed, because when you're fishing along, you know when you get a crappie bite.
Yep.
They'll hit it one time, and there's nothing there.
Yep. Yep.
But they'll thump it pretty hard.
Yep. Yep. And, I mean, there's, you know, we've always had catfish. It used to be channel cat. Now it's blue cat. We don't have near the channel cat. Well, we have very few channel cat anymore. It's mostly blue cat. But now we got catfish guides, and we got crappie guides, and we got striper guides. So
that'll work.
And a few bass guides. Got a few bass guides up there, too. So, yeah.
So next Saturday, the 19th, is Guadalupalooza on Lake Travis. They are not going to do a fish fry this year.
Really?
They changed the whole format, and it's going to go safe light until 2 o'clock. It's still a quad tournament, but if you catch a big largemouth, bring it to the scale because there's a single prize for the largest largemouth.
Oh, hey, there you go.
And the entry is $100, and that is benefiting Waylon Papp's daughter, Aylin. And come on out. The majority of the money that's collected next Saturday goes to her college fund.
There you go.
We've been doing this every year. Waylon Papp's was a real good friend of mine. And I've known his family for years. So they'll all be out there. TTZ is catering the event. But they thought it'd be more fun getting a little more fishing time. And, you know, depending on the weather.
Right.
You can depend on a caterer more than you can a bunch of idiots out there fishing for quads.
Yeah, you can. Yeah. That way they have something to eat for sure.
And I wasn't worried about that. There was a bounty last year. And we had 2 quads last year again, over 3 pounds.
Good gosh.
By the way, that guy won. I can't remember his name, but pretty good show, I tell you.
I bet. But, you know, the reason they're trying to get the Guadalupe bass out of the lakes family is there's only, see, you have the, well, not the Guadalupe bass. The Guadalupe bass are the state bass of Texas?
Yes. State fish of Texas.
But now the smallmouth that they stocked in there are they cross. They will cross with the smallmouth. And what they're trying to do is they're watching the state of Texas Parks and Wildlife. They're wanting to see if they are crossing, how many purebred Guadalupe we have. And they're only in the Colorado and the Guadalupe.
That's correct.
I think that's the only two rivers that have them in the state of Texas, the Colorado and the Guadalupe.
So they're in McCannon all the way to Town Lake and down the river.
Yep.
And the Guadalupe River also. But they've also been stocking the pure Florida bass.
Yep, Lone Star bass.
We got 3 years ago, we got Cheryl Lunker fingerlings, and so did Buchanan, 60,000.
Good gosh. We were talking to the guy that's over the programs at the hatchery yesterday in San Marcos, and they were calling them Lone Star bass is what they call them.
That's correct.
Yep.
They're... they're derived from the Sherlunker.
There was a Sherlunker female and a Sherlunker dad. The male was a Sherlunker, but I caught him on something. I said, okay, how many 13-pound males do you catch? He says, very few, zero. I says, really? Okay. So how are you spawning these fish? He says, the males that we're using are purebred Texas Sherlunker. The male, you know, he says, they may be 3 or 4 generations, and they're not crossbreeding. They're not, you know, they're not interbreeding. They're not using the same family. It's another, right, from another female. But they're taking the males and crossing that using that sperm to mix with another female's eggs, and
they're trying to guarantee genetics.
That's what they're doing. They're doing
gigantic. That's what we're doing.
Now, they did have a male that was caught in East Texas. I want to say that thing was 14 pounds and something. Now, this is years ago. This is when it first started. And that was a big male, and that's the male that they used for years to raise these Sherlunkers back in the first part of the program.
I like the sound of that. Big Daddy makes more.
Yep, that's exactly it. And but that's the mail that was shared, that was used to make all of these Sherlunkers now. Well, the genetics, that's his genetics are all the way through. You know, they can go and check the genetics on a fish and tell you when that fish was stocked and which fish was its mother and its dad.
Correct.
This is crazy how the
DNA testing.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's something else. And they use the otoliths bone to see how old they are by the rings on it, like a tree. I know we got about a minute here, so I'm going to let you talk a little bit, and you tell them where they can find everything, brother.
Okay. Let me tell you about Guadalupe. They are having a silent auction. There will be a whole lot of stuff auctioned off, and there will be food. You do not have to fish the tournament.
There
you
show go.
Up at Mansfield, and you can get in. You can look at the stuff, make a bid on a silent auction, and there's going to be a raffle and food. And you can see everybody weigh their fish in. It's a lot of fun, even if you don't.
Sound like it's going to be fun.
Come out and support Waylon Papp's daughter. And like I said, $100 entry, and the majority goes to Adeline. And so we appreciate anybody, if anybody's got anything to donate.
There you
they
go.
Can donate also.
Okay.
So if you got something that you want to donate and you don't know where to take it and all, just give me a call at 512-784-7793. I'll take care of it.
And if you want to get Don to guide, that's the same number. Appreciate it, brother. We got to run.
That's the same number. Thank you.
Hey, family.
Adios.
Adios. Hey, family, thank you, and thank you, Callahan. See y'all on the other side. Ryan Hoover next.
Lately, drinking warm red wine is all I want to do. And I never know how tight I'll wind me up till I walk in.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Welcome back to the Sunday Sportsman here on Sports Talk AM 1300 The Zone. Now back to the Bud Light Studios and your host, Ken Mylove.
Hey, man, what's going on? Hi, what's the good word there?
Well, I left Kentucky back in 49 and went to Detroit working on assembly line. The first year they had me putting wheels on Cadillacs. Every day I'd watch them beauties roll by and sometimes I'd hang my head and cry, 'cause I always wanted me one that was long and black. One day I devised myself a plan that should be the envy of most any man. I'd sneak it out of there in a lunchbox in my hand. Now getting caught meant getting fired, but I figured I'd have it all by the time I retired. I'd have me a car worth at least 100 grand. I'd get it one piece at a time, and it wouldn't cost me a dime. You know it's me when I come through your town. I'm gonna ride around in style, I'm gonna drive everybody wild, 'cause I'll have the only one there is around.
So the very next day. Hey family, we've got Ryan Hoover on the phone with us right now. And Ryan now, handgunhunters.com, right?
Handgunhuntersinternational.com.
There you go. Got it. I always have trouble with it. But now, Ryan, you used to, do you build handguns or you just quit the gunsmith shop completely?
Yeah, I just recently shut down my shop at the end of September.
Okay.
Doesn't mean I'm going to stop building my
gun. Right. So, but basically then your Handgun Hunters International has got busy enough to help make a living and everything's going good and you got your magazine and you got all that kind of stuff.
Absolutely.
Good.
So as you mentioned, I'm the director of Handgun Hunters International. Mm-hmm. Handgun Hunters is international is a membership organization that's whose mission is to support and grow the handgun hunting community. We do that by just creating content about handgun hunting. Like you mentioned, I have our magazine called The Six Gunner, mm-hmm. which is a digital magazine that's free to anybody. We do giveaways, so members are eligible to win our giveaways. We give away guns, gear, and ammo. And actually, I got to tell you, we've been giving away some pretty cool stuff.
Yeah, you know, I got my TCs, and I haven't shot them yet. I will tell you that much. And Ryan's sitting there. Ryan says, I already knew that. But, you know, we have so much fun with them. And did you ever get a 30-30 barrel? That's one thing I was wanting to ask you.
I actually did get a 30-30 barrel, but I also got a 7.30 barrel.
And, you got two herders then.
Yeah. No. This is not it's a 7.30 Waters.
Okay.
Yeah. And the reason my voice probably sounds a little weird is because I'm on the road down to South Texas to go hunting with my new 7.30 Waters barrel and my contender.
That'll work. Now, I've got a 7mm08 now, and I need to bring, who am I going to start taking my stuff to now?
I know, right? I know a couple guys. We can talk offline.
Okay, we'll do that. Yeah, offline.
If you need advice or to tell you what to do, I'll be happy to.
Okay, so we'll talk offline to get all that done. So, and by the way, when you told me to wear ear protection when I shoot that .223, you were right.
I know, yeah. I think actually one of the great things, I've gotten to the point now where I wear hearing protection all the time, even when I'm hunting, because the electronic hearing protection now, actually a really good benefit in that it makes you be able to hear everything. Like, for instance, I hunt with a buddy a lot, and wearing our electronic hearing protection, we can whisper back and forth very quietly and still be able to hear each other.
Yep.
And then it also protects your hearing for when you have to shoot. It's a different world when it comes to that kind of stuff.
Yep. That 223, it pops. I mean, it's a loud pop. Now, the 30-30, it's not near as bad as that 223.
No, it's not. I have a 223 barrel, and it is a snappy gun.
Yep.
As far as noise.
So I'm going to shut up and let you tell everybody what you need them to know, how to become a member or to get your magazine or your paper, and it's yours now. You tell everybody what you want them.
So, if you want to join Handgun Hunters International, it's very easy. You just go to handgunhuntersinternational.com. Once you join, you'll be signed up to be entered into our giveaways. You'll have access to our incredible forum. I run an
the only rule is all you're required to be is polite. And in my opinion, that makes us the best, because if anybody who spent any time on the internet in gun forums knows, that is not always how things go.
Yep.
So that's just such a great resource for our members, because we have so many members who have so much experience, just have hunted all over the world with every conceivable kind of hunting handgun. They're always available for advice. You know, it's such a great welcoming environment. Everybody who listens, or everybody who, you know, asks a question on there gets really authentic advice from a person who's actually done it. And that's just so valuable. On top of that, I think this month marks our one full year of our giveaways. We've already given away 9 guns. We've given away, we partnered with Taurus to give away a Raging Hunter. We've given away a couple of CBA Scout pistols. We have a really exciting giveaway coming up next month. It's going to be one of the iconic pistols, iconic hunting pistols. It's just so cool, because, you know, a lot of times people win, and just getting to experience their excitement over winning something like this, you know, maybe they wouldn't have been able to afford it. Maybe it was somebody that, like, I always wanted that, I just couldn't pull the trigger. I'll tell you a quick story about our very first giveaway winner. Very supportive, very great member, but unfortunately his wife was battling cancer. And so we had, you know, we'd messaged back and forth, and great guy, very supportive, like I mentioned, and he won this giveaway. And it was just so cool to have been that kind of bright spot in his life at that time. I mean, I think the week after he got his gun, he killed a doe with it and put her in the freezer. And so it's just so cool to be able to do that. Go to handgunhuntersinternational.com. We have information about signing up for the 6-gunner there. Also, you can find us on Facebook, Handgun Hunters International, and the handle for that is @ Handgun Hunters INT, and you can find us on Facebook and Instagram that way as well.
That sounds fun. I know we're going to break this. Well, we're just going to have you on one more segment. Your phone comes in and out. I guess it's because of the weather you're in. But you have fun down South Texas, and kill all the pigs you want.
Yeah, that's one of the reasons I'm heading down there.
I bet. And we appreciate it, brother. Thank you. Anything, Handgun International, Handgun Hunters International.
.com.
Y'all find that. You can find him there, and you can get hold of everything. Is there anything else we need to tell real quick?
No, I think that's it. Just please sign up. Please see what we're about. Please subscribe to the 6-gunner. And, I really appreciate. Sorry about the bad audio.
No trouble.
I
no
really
trouble.
Appreciate you having me on.
No trouble. We'll be hollering again pretty quick. We appreciate it, brother.
Thanks, kid.
Hey, family. We'll see you on the other side next. We're going to be talking to Bird Dog, huntbirddog.com, Jonathan Lesk and Robert Taylor. We'll see y'all on the other side. Bye.
Welcome back to the Sunday Sportsman here on Sports Talk AM 1300, The Zone. Now back to the Bud Light Studios and your host, Ken Mylov.
Hey, man, what's going on? Hi, what's the good word there?
Hey, family, we've got Jonathan Lusk on the phone with us right now, and we're talking huntbirddog.com. Go check it out right now while you're thinking about it. Huntbirddog.com. It's Airbnb for you hunters and you ranchers. Good morning, Jonathan. How are you doing?
I'm great, Ken. How you doing, buddy?
Can't complain. been a week since we talked to you, folks. What is going on is, you know, here it is, you know, Veteran Day weekend. Everybody's busy. Everybody's hunting. They're doing things. And I says, you know, I got to find some people. So I started calling. And I says, well, oh, I got to talk huntbirddog.com. You sent me that text as Ken. We want you to help us, and we want to go viral with huntbirddog.com. And I said, oh, I need to talk to Jonathan. So that's how you got on this morning.
I love it, man. Now we're getting ready to put our newsletter out where, you know, we highlight guys like Macy Ledbetter who writes for us and highlight some of our hunts. And when you told us about your venison, the backstrap yep. recipe, we're like, man, let's sell a recipe in there and get Ken on there. That'd be super fun. So I was like, man, we'd love to do that.
I'll
jump back on and tell you a little bit about Hunt Bird Dog.
Well, yeah, I went and looked more on, went and really dug into y'all's website. And how many gator hunts did y'all do?
So we did one big gator hunt in September, and we took 8 guys on that hunt. And those guys have got, you know, 1,200 tags, the guys that we partnered with in Louisiana. And took out, we had 6 boats, and we got about 116 alligators. Everybody got to go get the hides and got all the meat. And it was a fun experience, a super fun experience. And those guys love us and love the guys from Texas coming in. And you got the boys from Louisiana who are awesome and great guides, man. We had a blast out there. We had a father-son duo, a couple of ladies out there, a couple corporate guys. And it was just super fun. And learned a lot. Some guys that hunted for the first time and got to go up there, and that was a super popular hunt. And even, you know, this next year, I think we're probably going to take 4 or 5 groups out, you know, in September, kind of the season, September 1 through October 15. And so, it was a blast, man. And we're going to keep building on that one.
Now on that, did y'all do the single hook hung on like trot line string hanging out of a tree? With a piece of chicken on there, or how did y'all do that?
That was exactly right, man. Yeah, and they usually have, you know, handguns and you know, you go get the alligators and they're moving around and you're on a boat and you shoot them and you bring them into the boat. And then you take them up and talk to the taxidermist and the folks that are putting the meat together and kind of place your order and go from there. So it was super fun, man.
So,
I mean, it was a blast.
Y'all are letting the hunter, he's probably got a pair of gloves on or whatever. He's got hold of the line. He's bringing that alligator up to the boat. He pulls it up, and then somebody's sitting there getting ready. As soon as he gets it up to the right spot, shoot it right there.
That's exactly right. Yep. And then you pull it in the boat. And usually, you know, these guys, I think they just set our expectations. I think they under promise and over delivered, because you get 15 lines, mm-hmm. you know, per hunter. And they said, man, you're probably going to get maybe 1 to 3 alligators. And so, you know, each guy, you know, each hunter got around 11 or 12. We got 24 that were 8 feet or longer, and then 4 that were over 11 and a half feet. And just to put it in perspective, I think that hunt was $2,500.
Yeah.
And to kill one trophy alligator, you know, we've done research on other places, is right around $3,000 to $4,000.
Yeah.
And so these guys got a super valuable opportunity, but, you know, more important than that, they had so much fun. And just the access was super easy. Everybody stayed and stayed up at the casino, and then we took a bus and picked them up and had breakfast for them and drove them down and got them other boats. And then, you know, after the hunt, everybody got a little, you know, etouffee and gumbo, and they mm-hmm. got back on the boat, back on the bus, and took them back to their place. So it was a day hunt for all those guys, but they got to bring their work colleagues and friends and wives and husbands, all this stuff. Just, it was a cool experience, but it was our first one.
Right.
And so the feedback was like, hey, man, I'm going to bring two of my friends next year. And so we've already got dates for that up on the website where you can go and, you know, kind of September, you know, September 1 through October 15th. You kind of want to, they say you want to do it in September because of hurricane season being an issue,
right,
you know, in October. So we're really excited about that one for sure.
So you can bring your wife and you hand her the gun. You're pulling it up. Or you know, your significant other, whatever, girlfriend, whatever. You're pulling it up and you get it up to the boat. You got it right. And there's only a spot in there about the size of a quarter where they shoot that animal or shoot that gator. And you look at her, shoot Elizabeth, shoot him, shoot him, Elizabeth.
That's it, man. That's it. You have guys on all the boats, and you know these guys from Louisiana are so funny, man. They were awesome, and they help you out, man. If you miss it, they'll help you out. But by the time it's done, you've gotten you know 8 to 10 opportunities, and you get pretty good at it.
Bet you do. That would be fun just because, you know, we've watched it on TV so long, Swamp People, and just to go do that, yeah, and also what you're doing is you're helping those guys because those guys, how they made their living was they sold the hides, and now there's so many, they don't have the hides. The want for the hides. They don't have the places to sell them because there's so many commercial places raising gators. So you're keeping a bunch of people in business and helping them make a living the way that they've wanted to their entire life, and you're making it where other people go and have fun doing it. Wow, that's just, you know, it's really doing a good deed because you're keeping somebody from making a living the way their dads did. Maybe they wasn't guides, but they're still catching gators.
That's exactly what we're doing. And we're going, if they didn't have our 8 hunters, and you know, we'll probably bring 50 hunters next year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they don't have the demand, or it's hard for them to, if they've got a website or word of mouth, you know, it may be on like the fifth page of Google. They're difficult to find unless somebody knows who they are. And for us, we've got thousands and thousands and thousands of hunters who can go on our site and check it out and go, oh, that looks like fun. So we can make it easy where they can get out of the booking business and just guide. And so, you know, we pay them the fee for them to go, but then they get tips from all of our hunters.
Right.
And they have a blast. And I mean, it's great for their economy, great for them. And even just the social aspect of finding new friends. I mean, you as a fishing guide, you know this, man. Those relationships are so special, and you hold them really tight. And so we're creating new friendships with the guides and with the owners, but also with these hunters who get out there and have fun together.
Yep. And that's what it's all about. I mean, it's getting people in the pastures. And here it is, you know, it's dads and their sons are, you know, if it's not a son, maybe it's just the neighbor boy down the road. Maybe both of them are coming, and it's getting them in the pasture, seeing something that's different and showing them different ways of enjoying our great outdoors. Yeah. You know, we don't call it killing. We call it harvesting on the show. They're harvesting these gators. But if they didn't, they would die of bad things. When Mother Nature starts taking over.
Or they get in places where they shouldn't be looking for food.
Yep. You know, they're taking livestock or something like that. People's dogs, cats, whatever. You know, this is what they're doing. We are the... You know,
stewards
of the property. We have to take care of animals. We have to, either if there's too many, we got to clear them out. If there's not enough, we bring more in. So this is what we do. And this is why hunters love this kind of stuff. We got to get out of here right now. Hey, Jonathan, we want to keep you on 2 or 3 more segments. You got time?
Yes, sir.
We'll see you on the other side. We got to let the station make a little money. Talking to Jonathan Lusk. HuntBirdDog.com. Go check it out right now. See y'all on the other side.
And a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just watch old Bandit run. Keep your foot hard on the pedal. Some devil mind them brakes. Let it all hang out, cause we got a run to make.
our stick in Atlanta, and there's beer in Texarkana, and we'll bring it back no matter what it takes. Eastbound and down, loaded up and trucking, are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just watch old Bandit run.
Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Welcome back to the Sunday Sportsman here on Sports Talk AM 1300, The Zone. Now back to the Bud Light Studios and your host, Ken Mylove.
Hey, man, what's going on? Hi, what's the good word there?
Well, you get down the fiddle and you get down the bow. Kick off your shoes and you throw them on the floor. Dance in the kitchen till the morning light. Louisiana Saturday night. Waiting in the front yard, sitting on a log, a single-shot rifle and a one-eyed dog. Yonder come our kinfolk in the moonlight, Louisiana Saturday night. Well, you get down the fiddle and you get down the bow. Kick off your shoes and you throw them in the floor. Dance in the kitchen till the morning light, Louisiana Saturday night. Bill and my other brother Jack, belly full of beer and a possum in a sack. 15 kids in the front porch light, Louisiana Saturday.
Hey family, we've got Jonathan Lusk on the phone with us right now, huntbirddog.com. And we talked to him last Sunday, and I said, well, you know, I'm just going to get him back on. That was a lot of fun. And it's a way of getting our family, our listeners in the pastures. And it's a way of getting our family, our listeners, with ranches, a way of getting their animals out to that. Well, that's what y'all do. You sell hunts, and if somebody has a really nice place and with a nice headquarters and nice accommodations, y'all going to come in, look it over, and say, yeah, we can do this. We can handle this. And yeah, that's what makes it nice, because both bunches are winners. Your landowner's making money. He's not having to deal with a bunch of hunters on the phone. Your hunters are getting some great hunts at some good prices, and they're not having to call 15 bunches of guides or other hunters or other ranches to find what they're looking for.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So what we found on the ranches, and we're primarily in Texas, we've got the place that we talked about in Louisiana where we did alligators, and mm-hmm. we've got a place in Arkansas for duck hunting, but primarily ranches in Texas. And what you see is most of the guys don't need the money, but they need to show income mm-hmm. in their LLC. And a lot of these ranches are in trusts, and you've got five or six brothers and sisters and siblings and cousins are in it. And you got a couple of those who love using the ranch and others that don't, you know, and they get a, you know, a feed bill or a mm-hmm. property tax bill and say, hey man, it's time for everybody to ante up. And, you know, the cousin's like, I don't own that ranch. You're like, well, you own, you know, 20% of it. And so you need to send us money. And so what we said is like, we can go out and generate $50,000 to $100,000 in revenue for you, because it's an asset for you. So we can help you like sell hunts on your property to show income, and then to offset some of these bills for you. And the family loves it because you don't have to sell the ranch, and you can keep the folks who don't enjoy it as much happy. And those guys who want to use it, they use it whenever. And then they give us the dates that we can use when they're not there. And then we go sell the hunts, and the biologists like Macy Ledbetter tell us, here are the animals that you need to take and harvest. And then we go out and sell them for the same price that they would sell them for anyway. So it's not a premium expense, but it's a premium experience, because we do it. The thing that we focus on most is hospitality. So we've got these kids, you know, from A&M and University of Texas who grew up hunting and fishing, and we put them on each of the ranches for free to the rancher. And they're there to, you know, help the chef, you know, clean dishes and serve drinks and clean guns. And they're there and they work hard, and they're yes, sir, no, sir. Yes, ma'am, no, ma'am. And the landowner loves it because they come in and do a good job and take care of the hunters. And the hunters love it. Every single one of our kids has gotten a job offer from the landowner and from most of our hunters, because, you know, most of these guys are, you know, ag majors like I was in undergrad, and they would never get to meet these hunters in a setting outside of this. And these are the kids that you want to hire. And so it's been fun to see just how happy we've made these people. That's why we talk about, we say happy hunting with Southern hospitality is how we do it. And then once we get in the rhythm with a landowner, they just say, man, this is so easy and so simple. And then they see the income that they generate, and they're like, hey, let me tell you about my buddy over here who's got a place as well. And we go, man, we'd be honored to get to meet him and learn what game they have to sell and how we can do it. And then the hunters rate the ranches. We've gotten 75, you know, 5-star ratings. They've been phenomenal. And then the consumer, the hunter, can go on, you know, the website and see the reviews and what people are saying about it, and then check out the photos and the description, what animals that, you know, they want to take, and then sign up. It's a very simple process. And then we take care of the rest. And we usually have a photographer there who's really subtle, but capturing the moments for them to make videos or photographs. And they can send it to them. And so you have a memory. It's kind of like you were talking about your daughter jumping in your jacket and saying, right, I can feel your heartbeat. It's like, those are the things that we're trying to capture to really impact people's lives, and doing it through the outdoors.
Yep. And you know, that's what it's all about. It's making memories, whether you're with the kids, whether you're with your clients, whether you're with your employees. It's building a relationship with them where, man, I need a bunch of those metal studs in here. Well, they got them. Yeah, but you know, the old boy that took us on that hunt, and you know, that we need to give him some business because he took care of us. And that's where it's all about. It's taking care of each other so everybody has a good time. And you're not just an employee, or you're not just a client, then you're part of the family, just like our radio show. All of our listeners are our family, and that's why we love to do it. And we want to make everybody love the Texas outdoors, the outdoors period. And this is a great chance here with Jonathan and Taylor to get people into hunting, get into fishing, get into the outdoors, and see different ways of doing things. And wow, I mean, this is perfect for so many of our family, because they don't know how to have a lease or get a lease, or they don't have time to take care of a season lease. A season lease is a yearly thing. You know, you take care of it year round. You make sure there's feed there. You make sure, you know, everything's going right, unless you have a ranch that you're paying to do that. But if you get somebody like Jonathan here with Hunt Bird Dog, they're making sure the ranchers or the ranch is taking care of this. You know that when you call, you know, Bird Dog, and you know you're going to go hunting, you know you're going to be taken care of. You've already seen everybody else.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was just going to say, to that point, is we had a new ranch that came on. Like, man, we're not sure that we want to do this. And I said, well, just give me one weekend. Just give me one weekend. And usually the ranches provide a chef or a cook. They provide their guides, especially on, you know, whitetail and exotics where, you know, you've got to pay more depending on how big the animals are. We don't want to make that call. We want them to make that call. So they provide the food, the guides, the lodging, and then the game. And then we provide kind of the concierge service and then high quality hunters, you know, your listeners who come out there, you know, get what you're saying. Like they love the land. They want to be out there with friends and family. We had this one landowner who's like, man, I'm not sure I want to do this. Let's just do one weekend instead of, you know, thinking through the entire season. But he's like, I don't want to take care of food. So we found a chef to come out and do it. He had his two guides out there and he ended up making, I mean, and these were first time, these were father son hunts where, you know, we harvested five doe that we needed to take. And he made on that weekend, he made $5,000. He wasn't there. His guides made about $1,400. And so all in, you know, about $6,400. And it was 4 days, you know, and everything was taken care of. I had the college kids were calling them vaqueros. He was like, I just want everything exactly like it was before you got here. And I told my guy, I was like, I want it looking better than when we got here. I was like, that's how you do it.
That's and, how you do it.
So he did everything. And he goes, Lusk, I got one complaint. I go, what is it? He goes, your guys put the queen sheets on the king bed and the king sheets on the queen.
There you go. Hey.
I go, is that it? I go, is that it? He goes, that's it. I was like, all right, man, we did a good job then. He goes, yeah, we loved it. Let's do it again.
Jonathan, let's break here. We'll have one more segment and we'll tell everybody how to find y'all. So family, we'll be right back. Bird Dog, huntbirddog.com. Jonathan, let's see y'all on the other side.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Welcome back to the Sunday Sportsman here on Sports Talk AM 1300, The Zone. Now back to the Bud Light Studios and your host, Ken Mylov.
Hey, man, what's going on? Hi, what's the good word there?
This song is by Ray Wiley Hubbard.
He was born in Oklahoma. And his wife's name's Betty Lou Thelma Liz. He's not responsible for what he's doing. 'Cause his mother made him what he is. And it's up against the wall, redneck mother. Mother who has raised the son so well. He's 34, drinking honky tonk. Just kicking hippies ass.
Hey, family. We're playing a little Ray Wiley Hubbard there, and I think Jonathan
That's Jerry Jeff Walker.
Oh, Jerry Jeff.
Yeah, Ray Wiley wrote the song.
Right.
It's Jerry Jeff singing it.
And Jerry Jeff was singing and Jonathan singing in along with it. Now, that's something we need to tell y'all. If you have a bunch of clients or employees that you want to take on a hunt, you can have a country star come and sing for them at the fire.
Yeah. We got Pat Green and Roger Crager, two of my partners. And then we got Josh Abbott, who did a teal hunt with us. And we're talking to some other guys that you had heard of that we haven't done anything with yet. But that's one of the unique things. I've told you that, you know, Colt McCoy is one of our investors, a good buddy of mine. And was just like, what would it take to get these guys to come sit around the campfire and hang out? And he said, well, I don't know, call them. So he connected me with them, and they said, as long as you go on a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday when they don't have a gig, and they can come and sit around the fire and play for guys. So we said, well, let's get you aligned with Bird Dog and come on the team, and let's do it. And so we've done opening dove hunt with Pat, which he was awesome. And then we did a teal hunt with Josh. And then we've got, we're going to line up Roger. These guys are just so busy, man. That like, after COVID, everybody wants to get out and go to concerts and hang out.
Yep.
They are just absolutely, that's why you're seeing a lot of guys release albums right now, is because the demand for them is so high. But it is so fun to get them out in camp and go hunt with you and hang out and listen to the songs and listen to the stories behind the songs. And you kind of have a personal relationship there, you know, versus, you know, not before. So it's been pretty cool, man. We've had a lot of fun with it and going to keep growing it.
We had Josh Abbott with a hunt that we raffled off here with the station one time. And it hadn't been that long ago. We're all sitting at the fire. We're playing. He's strumming the guitar, and he stops. He looks around and says, okay, all y'all, turn your phones off. Turn them off right now. No recording, no video, because I'm fixing to sing a song that nobody has heard on the radio, period. And he sang about nine, well, he sang basically the record, or the album, a new album he just broke first of this year, I think. And he sang, at there, and here we are, you know, drinking with him and playing, and he's playing the guitar and singing songs that nobody has heard except his producer and his band. And we're listening to stuff that hadn't even been on radio yet. And
he's awesome.
Oh, he's good. He's really good.
He's an awesome guy. I mean, he's a really, really good guy.
And I know.
Yeah, we like him a lot.
I know we can get, I'm pretty sure we can get Fowler involved with that too. So,
I love Kevin Fowler, man. He's hilarious. He's great, man.
Kevin's good people.
He's a good guy. Yeah, I think he's involved with YO Ranch.
Yep.
And so we're talking with them, or with him right now as well. He's good buddies with Roger. And so it's just a fun Texas business.
Yep.
We're all entrepreneurs and customer focused. And we're like, let's bring country music singers together and musicians. I'm working with a historian right now who's writing the history of all of our ranches, like a 500 word history, so that before you come to the ranch, we can tell you what was going on over the last 200 years, a brief history, so you understand like the importance of that land and what it means and who all has been there before you, and kind of ups the game. So historians, musicians, landowners, hunters, it's kind of a cool way to bring in, you know, to learn from the guys who've been around for a long time and then bring the next generation of conservationists so that we can learn from each other and grow this thing together.
Yep. You know, it's I know you've heard of Larry Washen.
And Brenham.
Yeah, Larry is a good friend of mine. He's been on the show a number of times, and I pester Larry pretty regular. I says, Larry, you know, Larry has quit the radio. Well, he's still on TV, but he doesn't have his own show anymore. He used to Trailing the Hunter's Moon. And so he comes on the show, and me and him are sitting there. I says, Larry, you know, we're the grandpas now. I think I've already told the story of being many times. And he says, what do you mean? I says, we're the guys. I says, who took you for hunting first time? Grandpa. I said, okay, me too. Same thing. Now we are the guys that have to build that love into our kids, into our young people of the great outdoors. We are the ones that have to do it. I do it on the radio show. You do it on TV. We have to put that love and then make that happen. And y'all are helping make it happen.
Man, we're doing our best. What you're seeing in my generation is a lot of people, especially after COVID, just want to get out.
Yep.
They want to get out and get into the wildlife and then, and they want to hunt and they want to fish, but they've never kind of gone through the process. So they don't know how difficult it is to find these places unless you have a guide or an outfitter that you already use. And so we make it simple for them to go out, but maybe their dad didn't or their grandfather didn't hunt. So it's guys like y'all that are very important that kind of serve as the grandfather or the father to these guys that can kind of take us under your wing and let's go do it together. And then we can get all of our buddies out there. And once you get out there, and we all know this, once you get out there, your life changes. You put down your phone, you get around a campfire, you share stories, and you go, man, this is so awesome. I'm kind of sad to leave. Like, I want to do this again. And that's, it's about the hunting and it's not about the hunting. It's about, it's something so much deeper than that. And you get to go out there and harvest an animal and you get to fill your freezer full of meat and you have the friendships and you've got the memories. And then you get to bring, then you get to be the dad who brings that kid up. You get to be the grandfather that does that.
Yep.
And I think this thing's going to spread.
Oh, that's going to be good.
I mean, it already is, but it's going to be really big as we connect folks to nature, especially this next generation of hunters.
Okay, you got 2 minutes. You tell people, I know you just did, but what makes Bird Dog so wonderful? You're going to talk to ranchers and you're going to talk to hunters, and then you're going to tell them where they can find you.
Yes, sir. So we make it easy for both groups. We make it very easy for ranchers to be able to list their properties in the game to the extent that they want to. It makes it, there's a rating system for the hunters, kind of like an Uber score. So they get rated on respect for staff, safety, and generosity, tipping the guides and the cooks and all of that. And so if you get a bad rating, you're off the site. And so we can guarantee our hunters to the landowners to know that we're going to have awesome, respectful, safe, generous hunters on these properties. And now, right now we've got, 15 ranches, and we're probably going to add another 35 next season and then grow it and continue to grow it. So that's the promise to the landowner, is that we'll make sure that we have great hunters who your staff will love and that we'll supplement that staff with our vaqueros. To the hunter, we make it very simple for you to compare and contrast geography. Where do I want to go hunt? What accommodations would I like? What game would I like to harvest? How much do I want to spend? Quality of different lodges, things like that. So you can go to one place and compare and contrast a lot of different things without having to go to 5 to 10 different websites. And you really can't compare them unless you have a solid rating system. So that's what it is for the hunter. And then you can read the reviews and just, you're guaranteed to have an excellent time, whether you harvest an animal or not, which, we've got a very high success rate, but whether you do or not, you're going to have a great time. And that's that. You can find us at huntbirddog.com. And we're about to release our next newsletter, and we got a place at the bottom to subscribe to our emails. If you subscribe today, we're going to draw a name out of a hat and give you a $500 gift card.
Heck
to the
yeah.
site that you can apply for Ken's listeners. And we want the opportunity to serve you. And so we thought it'd be fun to give out $500. We've got a pheasant shoot in Lampasas coming up this next weekend. We got about 5 spots available for that, premier wing shooting. It's going to be European type pheasant hunt or shoot, which is going to be great. And then whitetail season, man. So
we gotta go.
Yeah. All righty, man. Thank you guys. You guys are awesome.
Huntbirddog.com. Check them out. That's good. We're out of here. Thank you, Callahan's.
God bless Texas.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.